The holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3071. Baruch Hashem, the first day of Kislev Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Bracha v'shalom. No, the Rebbe is writing, I'm responding to your letter dated October 11th, 10-11, in which you write that you are a mother for six children and there is quarreling going on in the house. And also, very frequently, the health of the family members is not as supposed to be. Now, when she says there is quarreling in the house, she apparently, we can see from the Rebbe's answer, quarreling in the house means that there was no shalom bayit. She didn't get along so well with her husband. It looks like it, we'll see. And also, the children are very frequently sick or not the way it's supposed to be. So the Rebbe says, in cases like this, first and foremost, you have to be careful and be particular in the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, family purity, the law of Nida, the days of interruption and purity, a kosher mikveh, etc. Also, the Rebbe says, you need to check the mezuzahs in your home. They should all be kosher. And your husband should check his tefillin. And the wife should give several coins to tzedakah before lighting the light before Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. And the husband should at least do so minimally on Mondays and Thursdays before davening to give charity, to give to the pushka, a couple of coins to the pushka. Then the Rebbe says further, you should find out if in your match, when you got married, one with another, that you did not impact through your marriage in the honor of a Jewish man or woman, a ben or bas Yisrael, which means sometimes, you know, when you do a shidduch, somebody else gets hurt along the way. Which means the Rebbe says maybe first you were you decided with somebody else, with another man or another woman in both ways, and then they changed their mind. Somebody pulled out of a shidduch. In that case, the other person has been impacted. The Rebbe doesn't say what to do, but I guess in place would probably be to ask mechila, to ask forgiveness from the affected party. Because sometimes when you break up a match and the other person doesn't forgive, then it could have lasting, unfortunately, lasting impact on the family. So the Rebbe says to figure out if there was no, didn't touch negatively somebody else. And again, I'm assuming that it means to ask forgiveness. What?
No,
says, and the Rebbe concludes, may Hashem Yisbarach, the blessed Hashem, grant you, merit you, and succeed you, that you should do everything that was written above. So then, from here on, the situation will improve in the above mentioned. What everything you wrote about will improve. And the Rebbe gave her a lot, the Taras HaMishpacha, the mezuzah, the tefillin, the tzedakah. The Rebbe gave her a lot of different things that she should do. But the Rebbe says, you should do all the things. If you do all the things, the Rebbe is hopeful. Yes, the Rebbe says then, Hashem will succeed you, that you'll have blessings in everything you have. You know, I guess they'll get the shalom bayis that she's looking for, and also the children, you know, the health of the children. And,
yeah.